CDPF Online Disability Equality Capacity Building Course 2021 Online Presentation Module 6 Environment and Humanitarian Situations Presenters Richard Reeser, General Secretary and Sarah Kamau, Acting Chair of CDPF Slide number 2 of 30 Introduction UN Climate Report A Red Alert for the Planet Guterres 2021 is a make or break year to confront the global climate emergency. The science is clear. To limit global temperature rise to 1.5 degrees C, we must cut global emissions by 45% from 2010 levels. Today's interim report from the UNFCCC is a red alert for our planet. It shows governments are nowhere near close to the level of ambition needed to limit climate change to 1.5 degrees and meet the goals of the Paris Agreement. The major emitters must step up with much more ambitious emissions reductions targets for 2030 in their nationally determined contributions well before the November UN Climate Conference in Glasgow, said the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, 26th of February 2021. Slide number 3 of 30. The introduction learned from COVID-19 response. There is little doubt that COVID-19 and other ongoing virus pandemics are also being caused by a crossover between humans, domestic and wild animals, as humans encroach more and more on wild habitats. Our ability to survive as human beings is in the balance, and unless all people talk to each other through their governments and these governments collaborate on an ongoing basis, we only face more human and catastrophes. As disabled people, we learned during the COVID pandemic our hard-won human rights can be dashed as we are triaged out of scarce ventilators and do not receive the supports we need to live. We can safeguard our rights and get the humanitarian assistance we are owed by governments implementing Article 11 of the UNCRPD. This can only be done by getting all our countries, the Commonwealth and UN, to take our human rights seriously as part of greater efforts to implement the Sustainable Development Goals, develop climate justice and support peoples everywhere to live more in harmony with the limited and interconnected life support system that is planet Earth. Slide number 4 of 30. The language the CDPF uses. Disabled people. Why we still choose to call ourselves disabled people. In the Commonwealth Disabled Peoples Forum, CDPF, we call ourselves disabled people because of the development of the social model of disability. In the 19th and 20th centuries, a disabled person's medical condition was thought to be the root cause of their exclusion from society, an approach now referred to as the medical or individual model of disability. We use the social model of disability, where the barriers of environment, attitude and organisation are what disable people with impairments and lead to prejudice and discrimination. So to call ourselves persons with disabilities is to accept that we are objects and powerless. We also view ourselves as united by a common oppression, so are proud to identify as disabled people rather than people with disabilities. When we're talking about the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, we will use people or persons with disabilities. Slide number 5 of 30. What we aim to cover. The growing environment, there's a list of eight here. Number 1, the growing environmental crisis. Number 2, impact on disabled people. Number 3, example of Kiribati, what must be done. Number 4, humanitarian situations and disabled people. Number 5, armed conflict or war. Number 6, accidents. Number 7, natural disasters. Number 8, examples of good practice. Slide number 6 of 30 is a diagram, a circle of sections going around the world in the middle, and it's a photograph of the world, like including clouds and stuff, like taken from above. And it says WMO climate risks, extreme events and related impacts. 35 million people affected by floods. Source CRED UNISOR. Ocean acidification is ongoing. Source UNESCO. Climate change threatens peatland ecosystems. Source UN Environment. 1,600 plus deaths associated with heat waves and wildfires. Out of 83,000 internal displacements, 32% are linked to floods and 29% to droughts. That's the source's UNHCR. There is a decrease in global ocean oxygen, and that continues. Plus 2 million people are displaced by weather and climate-linked disasters, the source's ICM. And the last one, estimated 820 million undernourished, partly due to drought. That source is FAO. And this says impacts in 2018 to 2019. Slide number 7 of 30 is a film. Greta Thunberg and George Monbiot. This is not a drill. Slide number 8 of 30. For disabled people to live healthy, independent lives, what do we need? Medical. Quality healthcare, equipment, supplies, medicines. Life quality resources, personnel assistance, accessible housing, transportation. Funding and stability, social services, benefits, employment. Community, family support. These things take time to develop among at-risk populations such as disabled people. Change, which is definitely coming from climate change and environmental crisis, requires we start planning for these events now. Slide number 9 of 30. Impacts of eco-crisis on everyone. Floods, droughts, fires, heat waves. Direct impacts. There's a table of direct impacts and indirect impacts. I'm going to read down the direct impacts first and then the indirect impacts afterwards. So direct impacts. Stronger and more frequent storms. Expanding droughts and forest fires. Sea level rises and acidification. More intensive heat waves. General weather patterns change and habitat loss. Indirect impacts. Infrastructure change. Food insecurity. Poor health and mentality. Economic disruption, environment and ecosystem instability, and widespread migration, climate refugees, 200 million to 1 billion by 2050. Slide number 10 of 30 says impact of disability, and there's two columns again. One is non-disabled people and the other is disabled people. So under non-disabled people, it says greater prevalence for impairment, storm-related injuries, crop shortages, malnutrition, stunting, invasive diseases, malaria, increased war and armed conflict, poorer. Under disabled people, inaccessible shelter, evacuation, transport, fragile support systems, medical and PAs, recovery finance, head exhaustion or heat stroke, air quality, respiratory, heart attack, and poorer. Slide number 11 of 30, key issues planning ahead. Involve DPOs in every stage of planning. Try and mitigate by cutting emissions. DPOs have solidarity with climate campaigners. Plan disaster relief and recovery is accessible and takes on our needs. Accessible shelters and transit. Food and economic security. Benefits and healthcare and social care support sufficient. Communications accessible, employment and benefit security, local support is available and can set up independent living centres. Slide number 12 of 30 is a film, and the top, the introduction to it says Kiribati, a low-lying, resource-poor Pacific atoll nation, is one of the most at-risk countries in the world to the impacts of climate change, including the likely detrimental effects on disabled people. Slide number 13 of 30, Kiribati National Disability Policy and Action Plan 2018-21 involved Te Toa Matua 1. 1. Develop a guide to assist all GOK ministries to include people with disabilities in all services, programmes and plans. 2. Maintain a register of prioritised GOK strategic and operational policies to be reviewed against the CRPD. Review the Kiribati Joint Implementation Plan, KJIP, for climate change and disaster risk management to assess its inclusiveness of people with disabilities. Number 4. Develop standard open operating procedures to address the needs of a guide for inclusion is developed in the for the GOK and TTM and other stakeholders are consulted about the priority GOK strategic and operational policies to be reviewed against the CRPD. Slide number 14 of 30, Kiribati National Disability Policy and Action Plan 2018-21 involved Te Toa Matoa number 2. An implementation plan with timeline is being used to manage and monitor the review of strategic and operational policies. Churches and faith-based organisations are actively contributing to the actions outlined in the NDP. KILGA strategic plan is developed and people with disabilities are included in all plan processes. The needs of people with disabilities are included in Island Council strategic plans and budgets. A. Conduct a workshop with people with disabilities and support stakeholders to identify how to ensure access and inclusion. B. Include people with disabilities in sport, recreation and leisure activities in the community. C. Conduct access audits on sporting facilities and seek resources to modify facilities to ensure accessibility. D. Increase opportunities for people with disabilities to compete at elite levels. Slide number 15 of 30 is it's a film of a song, Te Toa Matoa Kiribati song, Disabilities and Climate Change in the Pacific, Kiribati style. Slide number 16 of 30, Armed Conflict, War and Disabled People. During conflicts, many challenges arise for all civilians affected. These challenges are heightened for disabled people as institutional, attitudinal and environmental barriers and risk factors are exacerbated in crisis or conflict situations. PTSD and psychological trauma are usually massively underestimated. The disability of war casualties depends on the nature of their impairment, the quality of medical treatment, the rehabilitation they receive and how effectively the barriers they face are overcome and compensated. More than 240 regional and civil wars that have occurred since the ending of World War II, millions have developed lifelong impairments. Chemicals such as Agent Orange have had long-term negative health impacts on both troops and civilians of Vietnam. Landmines left in the ground impact largely on children playing and women gathering wood or farming. Since the Landmine Ban Treaty in 1999, now adopted by 160 countries, the number of people killed or injured by mines each year has fallen dramatically. Over the last 100 years, rape and sexual abuse of women and children has moved from being seen as part of the spoils of war and is now a gendered war weapon. Slide number 17 of 30 is talking about one of the world wars. It says imperial powers used people in war, and there are some photographs of people generally from India and other countries that were part of the empire in those days. The motherland calling, empire needs men, the overseas states, all answer the call, enlist now. And that's sort of taken from a poster that was made to celebrate Black History Month 2014. It says, black blood runs red. Britannia's colonial sacrifice, we will remember. And then there's various pictures of other people from Commonwealth countries that have been injured and disabled from the war. 1.4 million soldiers from Greater India, 47,746 dead, 65,126 wounded, 500,000 from Africa, 71,000 dead and 100,000 wounded. Slide number 18 of 30 is talking about World War One. And there were some poppies, ceramic poppies, that were made and planted all around the Tower of London. Each ceramic poppy for a British service person killed in the First World War. 888,246 British military dead. What about the 2,400,000 who came back as disabled people? Was it a land fit for heroes? Slide number 19 of 30, accidents and disability. On the night of December the 2nd, 1984, approximately 40 tonnes of the toxic gas methylisocyanate, MIC, spewed from a factory owned by the US chemical giant Union Carbide Corporation, UCC, in Bhopal, a city in the heartland of India. Blown by the wind, the gas covered an area of some 40 square kilometres. The entire population of old Bhopal was affected. Pregnant women miscarried as they ran. Children died in their parents' arms. The hospitals were overwhelmed by the dead and dying for days after. That night ultimately ended, but years of death and suffering had just begun. Then there's a photo of some of the devastation from that night, including somebody that just died as he fell. Slide number 20 of 30. UNCRPD Article 11, Situations of Risk and Humanitarian Emergencies. State parties shall take, in accordance with their obligations under international law, including international humanitarian law and international human rights law, all necessary measures to ensure the protection and safety of persons with disabilities in situations of risk, including situations of armed conflict, humanitarian emergencies, and the occurrence of natural disasters. Daily problems of accessibility. It has a direct physical impact. Sorry, this is slide number 21 of 30. Daily problems of accessibility. It has a direct physical impact with loss of mobility, damaged and or loss of assisted devices, like wheelchair, etc., and increased dependency, loss of comfort, and a disruption in daily routine. In crisis situations, based on the latest statistics, 80% of adults on the autism spectrum are dependent on some form of public transport, and when disaster strikes, this may lead to a disruption in daily routine and eventually the loss of independence. The challenges mentioned will occur in some form of disorientation, the struggle with planning, organisation and crisis management. Example, during the Hudhud cyclone in Vishakhapatnam in India in 2014, Sai Padma, founder of Global Aid and a wheelchair user, was stuck in her house for 20 days because a tree fell at the entrance and her wheelchair could not move until the tree was removed. Slide number 22 of 30, physical risk. Lack of access to medical treatment and secondary health issues like fever, infections and high rate of abuse during crisis, including physical, psychological, food, water and other forms, including sexual. Example, during Cyclone Vardar in Chennai in India, a 20-year-old was on a ventilator and the power shut down because of the cyclone meant she quickly needed to arrange an alternative. It took several hours for her life to be saved. Inclusion of Disability and Disaster Management by Ashok Hans and Lizzie Hans. Then there is a website address here and it's a link to a PDF. Slide number 23 of 30, psychological issues. Aggravation of depression, diminished and or self loss of self-confidence, emotional vulnerability, general frustration, self-doubt and depression. The psychological challenges mentioned can be associated with the physical cause and effect response, such as self-harm or stimming. Example, in Thailand, the rapid mental health needs assessment after the tsunami 2004 was done by researchers as part of public health emergency response. The report revealed that while symptoms of PTSD were found among 12% of displaced and 7% of non-displaced persons, anxiety symptoms were found among 37% of displaced and depression was reported by 30% of displaced survivors. Slide number 24 of 30. Acquiring new secondary conditions. Psychological problems or ulcers, pressure sores, contractures, or reduced hearing vision. When overstimulated, sensory stimulus that is received from different senses can lead to the fight or flight response. The key term here is sensory or auditory blindness, where visual and auditory sensory stimulus is restricted and can therefore affect the outcome and reaction. Example, in Bhubaneswar, a study conducted on 323 households with disabled children showed 82 children who were improving in gait training or sitting balance had developed curvatures, undergone muscle weakness and lost sitting balance due to lack of therapy in lockdown period. Slide number 25 of 30, livelihood issues. Destruction of existing livelihood resources, disruption of markets and problems with government disability allowance. Example, according to Salma Mahoob, General Secretary, Bangladesh Society for the Change and Advocacy Nexus, in June was a particularly difficult month for disabled people. The survival packages, financial assistance and sanitisation support undertaken were not reaching them properly. Again, in many places, the ones who did not have a disability cards were excluded from any sort of support. We are expecting a second wave of COVID-19, but till now, no protection measures exist for those who have lost their jobs. Slide number 26 of 30 says CBM India Disasters and Disability is a film. Leave No One Behind with Disability Inclusive DRR, which I think is Disaster Response. Slide number 27 of 30, lack of access to services. Main barriers that impede access to services. No information on what type of service existed. No knowledge of where to access services. The service was too far from temporary or home locations. Couldn't afford to get there. Special services didn't exist. Special service was too expensive. Special service was not physically accessible. There were no trained staff to support. The staff couldn't understand needs. The lack of empathy from service providers. The lack of expert advice and prior knowledge of support staff. Slide number 28 of 30. Extreme weather, disabled people and recovery. Is a film. Extreme weather, disabled people and recovery. It's a film. Slide number 29 of 30. Advanced preparation for a disaster. Key points for disaster planning for disabled people include 1. Equal access to shelter facilities. 2. Equal access to evacuation transportation. 3. Equal access to disaster cleanup. 4. Accessible shelters. And under there, that number 4, accessible shelters, is a list. 1. Physical access. 2. Accessible communication and communication in alternative languages and formats. 3. Accessible paths. 4. Accessible toilets, at least one. 5. Accessible sleeping equipment, bed. 6. Access to food and healthcare needs. 7. Assisted devices, storage / parking space. 8. Facilities for power for people who need to recharge power devices. Example, after Cyclone Sidra in Bangladesh in 2007, a number of cyclone shelters were built using foreign aid. Despite information on the importance and how-to of accessible design, the shelters were not constructed to be accessible. As a study stated, not a single one of them have ramps or other accessibility features. Even the stairs are high and risky. And slide number 30 of 30, the last one, lessons learned from case studies. Inclusive Disaster Risk Reduction, DRR, and Preparedness. Disabled people and DPOs can have a critical role to play in DRR and preparedness. Collecting and using disability disaggregated data for assessments and programming relevant. Participation of disabled people and their representative organisations in humanitarian response and recovery. Removing barriers to access humanitarian assistance and protection. Disabled people are the most effective and strongest advocates to call for the elimination of barriers to their access to services. Influencing coordination mechanisms and resource mobilisation to be inclusive. Advocating for an inclusive humanitarian response for disabled people in a specific crisis can have positive outcomes. And that's it.